Blog Talk Radio.
The Flow Ministry, Flow stand for First Leaving Our Ways. We give honor and glory to God. We give thanks for our overseer, Pastor Sharon Green. You can follow this teaching every Tuesday, every Thursday at 6 o'clock. To hear more from this ministry, you may call 760-283-4637. We also meet on a telephone conference line every Tuesday at 6 p.m. That number is, if you want to get in touch or to get on, 559-546-1100. And the passcode is 956-755, and then you put in pound sign. If you desire prayer, you may call Minister Ashley at 772-626-1102. Thank you for listening and hope you enjoy wonderful word of life through or by the Holy Spirit. At this time, I want to say, our Minister Ashley, let us pray. The righteous and eternal most holy God, the God of heaven, the God of earth, the God of the universe, we thank you, Lord, for this wonderful privilege. You are awesome, wonderful God, mighty, powerful. We bless you and praise your wonderful name. We thank you for allowing us and to create us and be a part of this creation. We thank you. We bless you. We give you thanks. Thank you for the listeners and for those who would join us. Pray thy blessing, Lord, upon them. We ask you to take over, because now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly and above all that we can ask or think according to the power. Bless you with good. Hallelujah. Let's get to work. Thank God for, I must say, I welcome you once again to join in with me to share the word of the Lord. Now, last week we were talking about a portion of a sowing. We were talking about sowing and reaping. You cannot, there's no sowing and there's no reaping. And There are some people, or sometime there are some kind of sowing went on, but maybe no reaping at all. And why is that? You cannot sow, somebody would say, and you don't reap. But if they sow and say in bad soil, you may cannot reap because you sow in bad soil. And the soil is so bad. This would be a terrible thing to be a sower and not reaping at all. Glory to God. And we got to be careful of what we sow, because we will reap regardless how we may think or how we look at it. We will reap if we continue, if we be a reaper. As a matter of fact, we all are. And as we were saying, and there are good sower and good seeds and good soil. And some sower are some soil in which we will reap. There's no mistake that we will reap. And whether we're talking about last week that we will reach the point that we sow and realize that we actually sow in seeds, and there are times when we have to reap, and then we refuse from reaping. So if we refuse from reaping the seed that we sow, well, there are some dissatisfaction that went on in seeing what the reaping result is. And of course, you sow corn, and then you will get corn. But then you forget, or we may forget, that we did sow some corn, and we were looking for something more than that. Or we think we have a wide, big field of what we sow, and when the result comes in, then we realize that we did not sow that in amount we are looking for. Glory to God. So the whole key is that the seed you sow, you shall reap. Now, and we're talking about then this is a law in which with the sowing and reaping, and it will not, this law will not change, and regardless how we may put it, or say it cannot be changed, because it's the law of reaping, sowing and reaping. So I cannot reap what I don't sow, in the sense of what the word of the Lord is saying. There are areas in which we tried, because so many want to reap some good things, but don't sow. And some will actually see some other reapers or farmers reaping very good harvest. And they wonder how they have such a good harvest. The reason for that is because they set themselves for the priority of that in which have to sow good seed in good soil in order to reap the good, to reap, to be a good reapers of that harvest. Glory to God. So therefore, Paul kind of remind us a little about this. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teached in all good things. For every man shall bear his own burden. Now, we talk about that in the sense of that we will, yeah, burden shall be reap. I kind of read that kind of the verse 6 first and then 5, but then we come back again to say that. And we get back to the 7. This in Galatians chapter 6, and we talk about the 6th verse. And the 7, and then we will go along here. We break some of these bread last week, and we want to break it again. And there are maybe some areas in which we are, some part in which we have been overlooked. We'll get back into it again. It says here, Corinthians 7, it says, be not. And it says let's go to 6 verses. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teach in all good things. Now Jesus taught it, Paul teach it, and whatever teacher that teaches, or whatever it may be, if you want to learn, then we got to communicate. Pay attention. You got to follow on. You got to have an understanding. You got to see. You cannot. Being a good learner without being a good listener. So we got to be a good listener. So if we are, if there's something wrong with our ears, then something going to be wrong with the communication. And not only with the communication, but then we cannot communicate in the way what we ought to. So therefore, we've got a problem. So be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Now is it not saying that you may reap it, or somewhere along the line you may not reap it. But it says it make it clear for whatsoever a man sow it. That's the law. Whatsoever a man sow it, he shall also reap. For he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Okay. The flesh is flesh, and spirit is spirit. And they are separate. And we cannot mix them all up together. Which one we sow to, that's the one we're going to reap. We are also which our human selves, in which we have body, spirit, and soul. And there we talk about, when you talk about flesh, at one time I thought it was saying something else, but there we're talking about flesh. What is it? What is it talking about? The things that actually happen around you every day, things that you need every day, the things that you hear, the things that you participate with in, and all the things for maybe everyday life, if you will, are the things of this world. In fact, we will get into that a little further down according to what it said. But there is one thing that we have to understand, that if you say you will reap corruption, and the only corruption you can reap is when you sow to the flesh. And you can, and so there you got it. There you got it. You sow right there. In the flesh, so you reap corruption. So that is what you're going to get. You ain't going to get no spirit because, you know, reap, you know, sow to the spirit. So you're not going to get spirit because, you know, sow to the spirit. So you cannot sow to the flesh and reap spirit, and you cannot sow to the spirit and reap flesh because they are separate. So therefore, the law will not allow, the law of the sowing and reaping will not allow you to reap the wrong harvest, but it will allow you to reap the right harvest and the true harvest if you sow to it. Glory to God. So the things of the world, the things that we pay attention to, the things that we give more attention. The more time we spend in it, and the more the love, and so forth, and so then it becomes aware we are sowing into it in order to receive. So therefore, if we sow the flesh, then we shall reap that in which we have. Now it's may not good enough. We cannot reap the corruption and reap spirit at the same time. So it's got to be either you are in the flesh and stay there, or are in the spirit. But we cannot in the spirit and reap flesh, and we cannot in the flesh and reap corruption. So therefore, we have to find ourselves in one. The scripture declares, no man can serve two masters. Because either he will love one and despise the other. Glory to God. Because of that, then there will be something different will be happening because of the sowing. Mm-hmm. So therefore, we have to be careful of what we sow, because he that sow it shall reap. Glory to God. And so let us see the word of the Lord. Glory to God. Now, according to St. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 24, no man can serve two master, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. He cannot serve God and mammon. So this may pointing to money. Maybe that a part of the whole process of when we say, what then you are sold, if you sold, because so many people spend so many time in that. And say, we can't remember that they give God some time, and the more time they spent within this area. That's a part of it. We cannot serve two masters, because in this you will be loving one. You will be loving one and then despise the other or hate one. So then it cannot work. So the law of reaping, sowing and reaping will not work, because they cannot work, because these are, you have to. He said, but if thine eyes be evil, the old body shall be full of darkness. We've got to be in darkness if because of that, according if the body is evil. So there's a part that is, therefore the light that is in thee be darkness. Therefore, the light that is in thee be dark. Wow. He said, how great is that darkness? Because the light being you is darkness. And said, how great the darkness it be. And so it declares that in the verse down by saying that no man can serve. And the reason why I get there is because I got there because it's explaining and giving us some explanation here that it won't work. No man can. It won't happen, because you have to pay more and much attention to what we sow, because it's seeds that we sow will surely grow. And sometimes we're not paying attention to the seed that we are sowing. So when reaping time comes, we wonder why we are reaping that which we are reaping. So therefore, we have to say according to the scripture. And it declares that you cannot reap the wrong thing, because the scripture don't say that. The scripture say that, of course, it won't happen. But the law of sowing and reaping will not allow. All right. No man can serve two masters, because he will hold to one and despise the other. He will love one and hate the other. So not two. So therefore, you cannot, as the scripture declares, In this too, according to Galatians 6 and verse 7, which he had is showing us here, and verse 8, for he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. So, and we come right there. You cannot reap the Spirit nor them, as we said earlier. So we go right back to that. He says you cannot reap that because we can't, because of course you cannot reap them too. You can't do them too and then reap them because it won't work. We got to be choose one of them. Either you love or you hate, but you cannot love and hate at the same time. Or it won't work because you cannot have your cake, eat your cake and still got it. It won't work because the law of that won't make it happen because you don't have it. It is so crazy that you cannot it cannot work. There's no way it can work. And so therefore they say, let's go on further with the word. It says, as we have therefore the opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially and unto them who are of the household of faith. Now, I wonder why it actually didn't say maybe for all men and leave it as that, and why it have that specific explanation about the whole soul of faith. I realize the whole soul of faith, what we do, and Paul declaring and showing where it is so important. Jesus said in a remark in which he had been given, and he said that who are your brother and who are your sister, and he's showing who are they, the people who seek him, the people who follow him, the people who gave themselves, the people who gave them life for him and desire of him, then they are their brother and they are his sister. So therefore, the people in the household faith, the people that you worship together, they're talking about that, or the people who are in Christ and you with you worship together, do the things of the Lord and all the things that is necessary to make it to be what it is. Or let's use the word, maybe for the church or so forth. You are talking about those are the people that are talking about, especially them. And it says it went on according to the scripture and how we understand it, that he said, look, the least little one that you do it unto, that's what Jesus said, the least little one you have done the good to, you've done it unto me. But so therefore you got to understand that part of it. Who are they? The people who are in, maybe not living very well. Maybe not looking up like fool your eyes or fool your mind or how it may come about, but it cannot work because they say, well, it matter who you are, but they are maybe feeble ones, they are maybe the weak ones, they maybe don't have as you think they should have, and they need to be pitied or so forth. And all these things, it says, look, especially unto them who are of the old soul of faith. All them that you worship together, all the brethren together, you pay more attention to that because they are who? It's not even necessary talking about your blood brother and sister. We're talking about those that will fellowship in Christ together, and that is so important. And so we got to open our eyes of that. He said, especially them. You see now, Lord, of a letter I have written unto you, and this mine own hands. So Paul was talking about and wrote this letter to the Galatians, and that's why that part is comes in there and to explain that. But there one says, he says, as many as desire to make fair and sure in the flesh, they they constrain you to be circumcised. Only on the left they should suffer persecution from the cross of Christ. So these are the people we have to say. These are the people who we suffer together. We suffer together in Him. And so therefore we have to say, talk about the constraining Him. And so we got to find ourselves, we got there and we do that what we have to do unto to bring the word and to constrain you or whatever the word is come for. You know, the word can compel. It's so much that like compelling is a part of compelling you. The word will bring you into justice and to bring you to the place that you have to be. And especially the things that what Paul is actually saying here is that you can understand, you may not understand, but let us break it down for you. The people who go through these things with you are who went through with you. You go through hard times, yes, and bad times, and you could able to share. They could share with you, or you could share with them. They are the one that we are to pay more attention to. And look, we got to know that we got to sow that seed, that good seeds, and that ground towards them, because the scripture wants us to understand that part. But, you know, one point in which I want to make mention is that the seed that we sow, we shall surely reap. Reap that seed. So be careful for the seed that we sow. Glory to God. Because we all are reapers. Glory to God. And whether we want to reap or not, or whether we like it or not, we're going to reap, because the Bible says we will reap. Glory to God. And so because of that, we got to understand that it says God is not mocked. That means the word is there and it will come to pass. Don't think it won't happen. Don't think it won't work. Don't believe that you can sow what you want to sow. Say what you want to say and do what you want to do and go where you want to go and expect things to work the way that you want it to work. You can't act. Go and sow a bad seed and desire to reap good seed. Now, if it's bad seed, then you're going to reap bad seed. And if it's good seed, you're going to reap good seed. So we got to be careful of the seed we sow, because we all are sower. Because he said, it's for in due time we will reap if we faint not. In due time we will reap if we faint not. That was in the good seed. He said, don't be weary over well doings, because in due time you will reap if you faint not. I just want to say, God bless you. Real good. Time is against me, and I just want to say, next week, same time, same place, and have a wonderful, blessed day. Next week, in Jesus' name. Eternal God, O Father, we bless you. We give you praise and glory. We give you thanks and praise. We thank you for the word. We thank you for the listener. We thank you, Lord, for the broadcast. We thank you, Lord, for everything in which you have been. We thank you, God, oh God, that you gave us this spirit. We thank you and we bless you and we give you praise. We give you glory. You are awesome. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.